I'm G. Scott. Dre's is in for Ursula today. Of course, Chef, our producer, is here. As you heard, our very own Heather Bosch bring at the top of the hour the Attorney General charges to three officers in the killing of Manuel Ellis. The Attorney General charges two officers with second-degree murder and third with first-degree manslaughter. So two officers were charged with second-degree murder, and the third officer was charged with first-degree manslaughter. And if convicted, the standard sentencing range for second-degree murder with no prior criminal history is 10 to 18 years in prison. The standard range for first-degree manslaughter with no criminal history is between 6.5 to 8.5 years. The maximum sentence for both offenses is life in prison. Warrants have been issued for the three officers' arrests. Dre's, this has been a topic that has been talked about here in the state of Washington for over a year, if you will. And it's all, we're coming up on a year in which the medical examiner put out there that Manuel Ellis died by homicide. And that was what the medical examiner's ruling was. So here we are today. The Attorney General brings about charges. What's on your mind right now?
Man, this is an interesting one to me, because I don't know why this hit me different. You know what I mean? Like, just sitting here, like, my eyes are tearing up and I'm just like, man, this is, I'm tired, bro. I am really tired. This stuff is a lot, you know what I mean? So as a human, this stuff is a lot, bro. You know, and I'm not, sometimes we get on here and we like go after the police officers and all that. Man, this man lost his life. These be fathers and families, and people get tired of being harassed. And I don't know. I'm scared as a person that, you know, even these days now I get pulled over or something and you're rattled. You're just like, yo, I got to turn the camera on and put my hands on the steering wheel and don't blink. Because if you blink or don't reach and try to have everything, have your wallet out, have everything, like, this is, I don't know, man. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. You know, a semblance of justice. I'm happy. This is the first time that this has ever happened in Washington. So that's good. We're taking steps in the right direction. Is it enough? I don't know. I don't even want to do that right now. I'm tired of like fighting for what is simple and easy, right? You kill somebody, you got to go to jail. You're here to do the job well. So yeah, I'm happy there's some semblance of justice happening right now. Is it enough? I don't know. Second degree, but not first degree. And you should get 20 years. And you know what I mean? And then I do have questions around what's the difference. You know what I mean? What's the difference in why one of them is getting, you know, manslaughter, the other ones? You know, I don't have all of those answers, but I'm tired, bro.
I made a promise to myself that no matter what the decision was, that I was going to do my best to keep my emotions. And as you guys could probably hear when I came in, that I'm struggling. And then when I hear you and your emotion come out, it's even harder for me to continue even going right now. When I hear you bring up, like, and it's not a celebration. This isn't something where, and I'm glad you brought that up, this isn't against cops. This isn't personal. This is about human decency that needs to continue and be spread and talked about throughout this country and throughout this community. That's what this is about. This is about right and wrong, not left and right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who it is. I wouldn't want someone whose child was white or black to be done unfairly.
Yeah.
And that's very important for me to really get that out there. And so the emotion that you just had right now, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about where that's coming from with you, because I can say where it comes from me, but I'm curious where it comes from you, because I hear tears in you right now, brother. Where's that coming from? Talk about that.
I mean, you know, you get tired of it, and it's like, for a while I've been looking. Have you ever looked at something and you just want to be honest with it? Like, you've diagnosed it internally, but you don't want to say what you've diagnosed. But it's like somebody saying, I think it's cancer. Oh, it's cancer. The diagnosis is the painful part. Even if you already know it, it feels like this country will just never love us. Like, it's just not going to happen, you know, and it's like, or all of a sudden love gets confusing. All of a sudden equality gets confusing. These are not confusing concepts. The arguments that we have to make, should you do this, should you do that? This stuff is not confused. Oh, he had methamphetamines inside his body. Man, are y'all serious right now? You know what I mean? Oh, he's resisting or something. Like, are y'all serious? You just have to stop and be like, that was your son or your daughter. Are you serious? And I don't want to make that argument. I don't even want to put you on the witness stand and start doing all that. I just want us to be able to love one another. And when I look at the beginnings of this country, go all the way to the beginning and come all the way to the now, and find me 50 years of peace for black people in this country. It does not exist. From slavery to Jim Crow to gentrification to the stuff we are living through today, it ain't no different. It's just same system, different face in every single generation. And then the generation that you live in always wants to look at you like, are you happy now? Happy now? I ain't had 50 years of peace. We're just recovering from crack. I know that doesn't make sense to some people, but there are brothers and sisters in jail from a war on drugs that was fake, literally designed to take us out. So when does it stop being designed to come at me? You know what I mean? And then when you look at something simple like, yo, we need reparations or something to right the wrong, everybody wants to put their hands in the air like, oh, well, not me. And I shouldn't have to have the responsibility. So you didn't steal the house, but you live in the house now because you inherited the house and you want to have the fruits of the labor of what the past did? Miss me with that. You're the same as them in that regard. So as you can hear, I can go from 0 to 100, from pain to anger real quick. It is not very often that I shed a tear behind this stuff because I know what it is and I've accepted it. But every now and again, it hits a little different because I care about my brothers and my sisters. And this is about humanity, man. For me.
I'm going to take a quick little break from our emotions about what's happening right now. And those that are listening, just coming in right now, the Attorney General Bob Ferguson has announced that there are charges for the three officers in the killing of Manuel Ellis. Those charges for two officers are second-degree murder, and the third officer is first-degree manslaughter. So I want to bring back in Hannah Scott to kind of give us some more details on what's going on, maybe details with the charging docs and everything like that. Hannah, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Hannah? So keep us up to speed. Can you kind of walk us through some of the charges, what's on the charging docs, what's being said? Talk about that.
Sure, absolutely. And as you said, we've got second-degree murder charges against two officers, manslaughter against a third. I'm going through the probable cause document right now. The first two officers are the officers that you've seen on the video that were initially there interacting with Manny Ellis. Now, remember that the police said at the time that this was Manny Ellis attacking them first, and that's why they responded as they did. What the Attorney General's investigation concluded, this was, and they brought in forensics experts on video, on audio. They found all kinds of extra video and audio, new witnesses, and a lot of new information. And this picture that I'm reading right here of those first two officers is a brutal, unprovoked beating of Manny Ellis. that is one of the worst I've ever seen. There are three separate witnesses involved. There's a couple of parents who took some video and as they saw this happen, and then a pizza delivery person who's a different part of the street. They all videoed this, and they say at no point did Manny Ellis do anything to be aggressive with these officers. As he was walking down the street, the video shows and the witnesses say that he walked up to the officers' vehicles, looked to be like saying hi almost, like maybe he knew them. And then out of nowhere, the officer on the right passenger side jumps out, comes over and tackles Manny Ellis. They both proceed to beat him, punch him in the head, punch him in the face. And then they go on to apply a taser at least once. They later apply the taser again. They punch him in the head while he's down on the ground. This is all before you get to the neck restraint that is now not legal in our state anymore after the passing of a bill in the legislature this session. But that neck restraint, like we saw with George Floyd, where you also heard it with Manny Ellis say, "I can't breathe." The officer says, "I don't effing care."
Wow.
That's as far as I've gotten.
All right. Hannah, thank you so much, and I'm sure you're going to be around all day for giving us even more details on what's going on. Thank you so much for all your hard work, Hannah.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Dre's, I promised that today that I would be really strong and I would get my emotions, and usually when these topics come up, and those that have been listening to the Gene Ursula Show, some of you guys know, and maybe some of you guys don't, but I'll be transparent with you. Sometimes this news gets so heavy for me, It's the only time that I take off. I can have COVID, I'll still work. I love to work. That's the truth. Mm. I love to work. There's only one time, sometimes where I can't work is when my mental, and I've gotten so much in me, my head, I can't think, and that's usually when I have to take off work. But during the time, Dre's, that you were sharing your heart, I thought about something, and then we kind of brought Hannah back to kind of explain what's going on with the charging papers. And I'm going to share something with you, and maybe I'm a little too vulnerable in what I'm going to say. But I'll tell you what I think about on a daily basis without crying. I'm fortunate enough to do radio every day, single day for Cairo Radio. I'm grateful for Cairo for giving me this opportunity and this platform. It's not very easy for people to maybe listen sometimes to me or to Ursula or when Dre's, when you're on, because sometimes there's things that I'm going to say. Because chances are you're probably not used to hearing that, which is understandable. Cairo Radio and most radio platforms hasn't had someone that looks like me on those airwaves during the day parts. As a matter of fact, it's been 85 years. 85 years. And this is the first time that Cairo Radio has had someone black on the airwaves prime time during the day. So When we have these discussions that we've had over the last year, whether it's George Floyd, whether it is the protests that have been going on, whether it is right now with Manuel Ellis, there's a lot of both side stuff, and that's the part for me that hurts so much, because the quote, the both sides, and it's almost like you have to pick a side. Well, let me just tell you the side that I'm on. I'm on the side of good. I'm on the side of wanting good for you. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care what color, nationality, what culture you're from. I want what's best for you. When I think about law enforcement, police officers out there, it breaks my heart, and I have to educate some people on the low when people say things and say all cops are bad. It breaks my heart because they don't see that they are doing exactly what has been done to black people for so many years by characterizing them and lumping them all together. Because that's not true. As a son of law enforcement, I want to see all of the good officers, in which I believe the majority of the police officers in this on this world today are good police officers. It is the bad ones that are making it rough and hard on them. So as policing gets ready to rid themselves of these bad police officers, it makes it better for those that continue to protect and serve every single day. And I'm glad for them, because the more we remove these bad officers, the better it will be for the good officers.
Yeah.
And the last part that I want to make, and I'm going to tell you something that I deal with on a daily basis that probably breaks my heart the most, is that you said something, Dre's, about sometimes not being accepted in this country. And yeah, there's a feeling of that. But then you have those that say, well, gee, you look at you. You're fine. You're great. What do you have to complain about? What do you have to complain about? Things are good for you. When you say good for me, what does that mean? Because you can't possibly know what's good for me, because you don't know what I care about. And if you got to know me, you would know that I care more about you than you think about. And then there are some times that on one hand, I'm being told, and I get told racist things one day, and then I'll get another letter from someone black that tells me that I'm corny as heck, right? So you get it from both sides, but that's okay. I'm built for this. I'm built for this. I understand this. And so when you hear Dre's in that emotion, that's not fake. That's real. Are there people in this country that get paid a lot of money to stoke fires, to say things even if they don't mean it, because it will make them more money? Sure. And that's the problem in this country.
Let me jump in here, too, and to echo your point. Everything I give y'all, when Dre's comes on here, I'm going to give y'all the real. So this is just me through and through, straight up. You've never heard me come on here and even show that side of me, because that's just not what I typically do as a man. But it is what it is. I'm like, I'm in the moment. I'm going to just keep it 1,000. But let me just add to this. I think it is so sad that in the midst of this conversation where we're trying to have a heart-to-heart in the very real time, the first thing that you feel inherently you have to do is qualify how you feel about police officers. That's sad. That's how bad it is that we can't even talk about what was done here. When it comes to police officers, I believe, I am not a defund the police person, but I also believe that leaders should be held to a standard and a higher standard. To me, police officers should not just be prosecuted. They should be prosecuted to the full extent when they violate the law, because you know better and it is your job to protect us. That is like a parent who is violating a child. They should be held to greater standards because the inherent power that they carry and they walk around with just with that badge. I believe in a day where communities, police officers, and communities can move together in harmony, working together, but we ain't gonna get there moving like this.